I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. Peru's economy is exploding, and so is the real estate market there. Housing's gotten so tight in Lima that it's even spilled over into some of the country's archaeological sites. These sites are supposed to be protected, but land traffickers have been selling fake titles. So people are building homes, even entire neighborhoods, on top of important ruins. And there's almost no one to stop them. Annie Murphy with our partners at Radio Ambulante reports on one woman who's trying to hold back the tide.
A brass band is set up at the entrance to Peru's Ministry of Culture. The building itself looks like a cross between a Soviet-era high-rise and an Inca fortress. And several stories up, in one tiny office, historian Blanca Alva is rushing through a pile of work. Alva is in her 50s. She's been deaf since childhood and communicates by reading lips. She's the main person in charge of defending Peru's cultural patrimony, and it's a pretty crazy job. A few years ago, she had to spend the holidays keeping thousands of people from moving into an archaeological site.
The squatters closed the highway, threw rocks, launched Molotov cocktails at us. But with the help of the police, we were able to carry out the eviction. And that was how I spent Christmas.
Alva says she's constantly running up against the limits of her job. For one thing, her team is just four people to protect about 2,100 regional sites. The Peruvian legal system doesn't help either.
The problem with Peruvian law is that you have to evict people in the first 24 hours. Once the 24 hours are up, you can't evict. You have to take it to court.
Which means that it can take years to move people, if it happens at all. Take a site called Necropolis Miramar, where people have been living for almost 10 years. It's a dry, windy plain next to a highway in the seaside district of Ancon. There are about 200 small houses clustered together and a lot of trash.
All kinds of trash here. Concrete blocks, broken up, bricks, plastic, diapers, shoes, pair of balloon jeans, box for some pantyhose.
There are just a few small signs, and at first glance, I didn't think the place was anything special. And neither did 24-year-old Flor Gomez when she bought a plot here. The deed later turned out to be fake.
When I was told that this is Necropolis Miramar, I started to do research, and that was when I saw the maps, that all of this is part of the archaeological site.
Including the ground under the converted shed where Gomez lives with her mother. Gomez, who studies history, says she was shocked to learn she was living atop a pre-Hispanic cemetery. Meanwhile, local officials make little effort to keep more people from moving in. Jorge Arrianos is in charge of sites like Necropolis Miramar, but when I went out with him, it was his first time at the ruins, and he refused to get near Gomez or any of the homes.
First, it's a security issue. People always get defensive, since they think we want to kick them out. Culturally, we should do it. But legally, they know we don't control that area, and that we can't do it.
Lack of cooperation from local governments and police, says Blanca Alva, makes it even harder for her team.
The issue is that we're like firefighters, and we don't have the resources or the people. An archaeologist calls and says, "Come quickly, they're destroying an ancient wall." And it takes us 2 hours to get there, and by the time we do, it's been destroyed.
And as housing prices in Lima increase, so do takeovers of important ruins. Alva says that in the first half of this year alone, there were 71 takeovers.
The land traffickers are very enterprising. They advance every day, four or five more houses. And they know I can't be there every day.
But that doesn't stop her from trying. For Ambulante in the World, I'm Annie Murphy in Lima.